Adam is here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. 206 jobs have been saved so far this year through the Small Company Administrative Rescue Process, or SCARP, according to data compiled by Assets Ireland. 13 applications commenced in the first 6 months of the year. That's down 28% on the same period of 2023. SCARP was introduced in late 2021 to allow for out-of-court restructuring of small businesses. Desi Morrow is advisory and restructuring partner with Assets Ireland, who joins me in studio now. Why have we seen what is a pretty sharp fall in the number of SCARP applications on what were already fairly low numbers?
Morning, Adam. Thanks for having me. I suppose one of the explanations for the reduction this year is, I suppose, how effective the revenue engagement has been in terms of the debt warehousing scheme. Revenue have been really effective in terms of engaging with business owners right across the country, giving them an opportunity, and over 12,500 of those have taken up the opportunity to put in place repayment plans for their debt warehousing obligations. I think historically examinership was the precursor to SCARP. It was the preserve, I suppose, of larger companies, and in any given year, I've been practicing in insolvency for 18 years, there was 1 year it exceeded 30 cases right across the country. So I think that tells us that SCARP there's a little bit of reticence in terms of taking it up. And I think that's a little bit in the Irish psyche. But awareness is an issue also, I would say.
We have seen insolvencies up 25% in the first half of the year. Not all of those would have qualified for SCARP. And obviously, you're in a different situation if you're talking insolvency rather than examinership or restructuring. But would you not assume that there'd be some kind of correlation between companies entering insolvencies and those looking for the likes of SCARP as a way of improving or turning around the business?
You would certainly hope so from a restructuring perspective. But I think there is, an awareness difficulty with business owners and across the professional advisor community. And it's something that I think there is some work that can be done in terms of through the accounting bodies and through the third level education in terms of raising awareness so that business owners, and many business owners aren't from a background where they've undertaken an undergrad perhaps. Mm-hmm. And I think them being aware of this tool could result in preventing many businesses going into difficulty.
I mean, it's in place 2.5 years. You still think that a lot of people just don't know it exists or don't know it necessarily applies to them. How do you fix that?
I think it's through the accounting bodies. I think they've certainly a role to play. I think the Law Society and its members too have a role to play, because if you're in difficulty, you go to your accountant or your solicitor or both. But as well as that, if there's any entrepreneur programs in an undergrad perspective across third level education providers, I think a component or a module within that would be very effective. And obviously, if there are success stories, that's what we need to be talking about. Mm-hmm. What I suppose really kills us is someone comes to you and say, yeah, I liquidated my business last week, last month, last year, and the prospects were that they possibly could have undertaken a SCARP and saved that business, saved the jobs and provided a better outcome for creditors. It's a real shame.
You mentioned the revenue debt warehousing scheme, which is kind of still being worked through and being extended and so on. Do you expect, as that process continues, that we might see the numbers using SCARP rise in the next few months or even year?
Possibly so, Adam. Anecdotally, we know that the revenue repayment terms are of a period of up to 10 years. That's anecdotal. But I suppose what hasn't occurred yet is whether those repayments are sustainable, and they haven't yet been road tested. So I think we'll be a lot better informed over the course of the next 6 months.
Okay, Desi Morrow, advisory and restructuring partner with Assets Ireland. Thank you very much for that.